Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. It's time for Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and joining me...
Klaus Stopi with the Sitka Sentinel.
Klaus, it's been a couple of weeks.
A couple of long weeks. Cold, chilly weeks.
Cold, chilly weeks. And there hasn't been a heck of a lot of sports activity, but you did do your long run, and we're going to talk about that. But fill us in on what's been going on basketball.
There's only been a little bit of play over the holidays, and that was the Sitka Wolves. They improved 4-3 on the season. The boys beat Service 45-36, and then they followed that up with two wins against Bethel, 50-46 and 48-33, and those games were all on the road. What's interesting is they beat Service, they lost to Service by 9 points, and Service is in the middle of the Cook Inlet Conference, which includes South Diamond, East Service, Bartlett, you know, Chugiak, all the big schools. And then they turn around and they beat Bethel. And Bethel has a win over 4A Kodiak, who leads the Northern Lights Conference with a 4-2 record. And that conference includes Colony, Wasilla, Soldotna, Palmer, you know, some more tough schools. And Kodiak, of those two losses for Kodiak, one was to Mount Edgecombe. Now, the Braves are 2-1. They will play at Homer on Thursday and at Soldotna on Saturday, and the Lady Braves will be at Ketchikan over the weekend, and the Sitka boys and girls play at the Palmer Invitational in 2 weeks. So, and Sitka's three losses, two of them have been to 4A Thunder Mountain, that was at their tournament here, and then to 3A Delta Junction at the tournament here. And Delta is on top of the Aurora Conference, which includes Valdez. A team Mount Edgecombe is going to meet at the Barrow Invitational in a couple weeks, along with Anchorage Christian School, which is battling at the top of their conference, and Barrow. And Barrow has lost to Valdez, and Valdez is 7-1, and they have been beating everybody, South, all the big schools, everybody. And Sitka has lost to Delta. So we're in a crazy league right now, crazy year for basketball. And that's about it, except we also have coming up the Mount Edgecombe Invitational on January 16th. That's an adult basketball tournament, and the Braves and the Lady Braves, they kind of help out at that tournament, so that's where they'll be, and that's when the Sitka teams will be on the road in Palmer. So.
And that Mount Edgecombe Invitational is a fundraiser for basketball,
for Mount Edgecombe basketball. For the Mount Edgecombe programs, yeah. And we're going to have teams from all across the state coming to that, is what I understand.
Yeah, we'll be talking more about that, and Andrew Frisky is going to appear on the morning interview to talk about that, because that is a big deal. He's whipped that into quite the tournament.
You know, I think I played at something like that way back in the day when they didn't call it that, but we went over there, and I might even have caught a couple of elbows from Andrew during some of
those. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's almost like a preseason gold medal.
Yep,
tournament
yep.
is sort of what it's become.
From what I understand, too, it's getting stronger than gold medal. And what I like about it is Petersburg actually comes to this tournament.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's hard to stay away if you're serious about adult basketball. But just touching again on high school sports, that's kind of one of the beauties of high school sports. It is really dynamic. You don't get these dynasties like you do in pro sports necessarily. It really seems like there's no clear favorites.
You know, and when you have schools that move up and down in the rankings due to budgets and you know, and people moving out, so they go down in school size. I mean, you're still having strong teams that are going up and down in the rankings or in the conferences. So yeah, there's no clear favorite. You know, anybody can. It's almost like professional football. Any team's going to win on any given Sunday. So. On any given Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you can have a different high school winner.
Yeah. The way you describe it, following this early season competition, in a way is really fascinating, because by the time we get to the regional tournament, it really, in 3A, in Region 5, it's just Edgecombe and Sitka,
yep.
And they play this kind of round-robin double elimination
right.
mini tournament.
And what we're seeing is these teams are flying out to play a lot of other teams. And the reason being is maybe you don't win that Southeast game, but if you have a strong enough record against solid 4A teams are a solid other solid 3A teams out of your conference, you can get this wild card bid that is still available this year. So for Sitka and Mount Edgecombe, there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Well, we look forward to hearing about the Wolves and the Braves and the Lady Wolves and Lady Braves more next week. But I want to dive in a little bit to your big run. Before you left for the holiday break, you told me that you had a tradition of running a mile for every year on your birthday.
And a tradition I'll verify right now. I'm going to change to kilometers next year.
Okay.
this was a rough year. I couldn't get it done on my birthday. And it's funny, sports and outdoor activities in general are a lot like life. I mean, things happen. I had hoped I would do it in Juneau because I have routes all scheduled in Juneau. But we changed our plan. We got on the ferry and we were going over to see my brother in Petersburg because you know he's battling cancer. And so I don't know if anyone's seen me when I run, but I have a pair of blue shorts and they say no one fights alone on them. And I've had them for years, and that's kind of the cancer motto. Anyway, so we got on the ferry. We were on the ferry for 27 hours and got off in Petersburg on my birthday. When you go into a town you're raised in, as soon as you get off the ferry, as a matter of fact, before we got on the ferry, we're lining up to get on, and people know you. Oh, Klaus, what are you? You're going to Petersburg, you know? Yeah. And then you get off, and everybody knows you. And after all the introductions and the old, hey, how you been doing? It was late at night, and I decided, well, let's go out the road. So we started in, and I got about 10 miles in, and I stopped the car for a moment. She's following me, you know, I was getting a head cold, wasn't feeling good. So the next day's Christmas, nothing's happening. We get on the ferry the day after, come back to Juneau. You know, once again, just going through the motions and getting a little sicker. So I let that play out. And then this Saturday, decided to give it another try. And I broke it into two. I don't usually do this, but I broke it into two runs. I got up at 5 a.m. and got dropped off at the end of the road in Juneau. And I have some trails I follow, and so I get through with 30 some miles and then go home, watch a basketball game, watch some football playoffs, and then finish it up by multiple perseverance trails and the Juneau Ridge. And it's really cold and windy and I'm feeling really punky, so I finish in my headlamp coming out in the dark. So got it done, but it wasn't fast. It was slow and it was icky, and you know, it's just like life. Some days you just go through the motions and try to get through it, right?
Yeah. So you had a 10-mile false start in after the Petersburg trip, and then you came back to Juneau and you bore down and you did it in two shifts, but all in one 24-hour period.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be the goal for the future. I might even move it to say, hey, 48 hours, make it like an ultra run where they give you a time, you know, where you have to get in a certain number of hours.
And your grand total was?
59 miles.
59 candles.
Yeah. 59 candles. I didn't have the wind to blow them out at the end, that's for sure.
Klaus, I want to accuse you of cheating. I know a lot of people listening are going, oh, come on, the guy ran 30 miles and he went in and watched a basketball game. And then he ran up the Juneau Ridge and came down in his headlamp. That hardly counts as an ultra run. What's your response to that?
My response is go do it. Get outside. That's my motto. Just get outside. It isn't about the time anyway. It's just about getting outside and doing something.
And that affirmation, it's a good one too. And so next year you're shifting to 60 kilometers.
Well, we'll see. That's what I like to say, because it sounds, you know, it's like the first time I did the Klondike Road Relay, the 110 miles. If you do it in kilometers when you're going along the road, kilometers just start falling off. Like, you know,
you're burning up the kilometers.
You burn them up and you feel pretty darn good.
Well, Klaus, I want to say that 60 kilometers, I'm just doing the mental math here. I want to say that's 37.2 miles, a mere 37.2 miles that you'll be doing next Christmas Eve.
We'll keep it at miles until I do make that New Year's resolution. So.
Okay. All right. And there's no way that a lot of this run isn't going to be done in a headlamp up here, you know, in Alaska, unless you decide to shift your venue to Patagonia or Australia
or unless I get some people to join me. Usually when you have some buddies with you, you don't stop and you keep going and you don't break it up. So
well, you have my phone number. So
You never answered it before, so I don't think it's going to happen now.
Yeah, I'll be sure not to look at my phone on Christmas Eve.
But the whole key is, and the whole point is, everybody, no matter what your age, just get outside.
I'm Robert Woolsey, news director here at Raven Radio.
And I'm Klaus Dopey with the Sitka Sentinel.
And you've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.